Hey yo! Hey yo! What is up, everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How's everyone doing on this beautiful day? We have a little bit to get into. I mean, I did miss a few points in the podcast, in the last podcast, so I actually want to talk about that. Also, I want to talk about a few other things on my mind, and, you know, we just have a lot of stuff to unpack. I also have a promo I'm going to be sharing with you guys, because this October, we are going to be doing scary movie reviews once again. Now, last October, and every other October that we've been, you know, on the show, I've been doing Halloween-themed movie reviews, and to be brutally honest, I love doing these reviews. I really do. And I could tell you, I probably covered about 30 movies in the time of... No, I covered over, like, I want to say over 50, because in 2016, I did a 31-day movie review Halloween, like, podcast-type show. In any event, we are going to be doing that, but I'm going to be sharing a new promo for this episode today. But we have a lot to unpack. I mean, we got The Killer still on the loose. We got football starting this weekend, which I'm really excited for. I mean, let me tell you something. I have been watching 24/7 Super Bowls, meaning I've been watching almost, I want to say not every Super Bowl, but I've been watching Super Bowls from 1980 to around the 2000s to the 2015 Super Bowl. I've been watching all those, you know, reruns of Super Bowls just because I miss football. Football season has always been my favorite season. I mean, back when I was a kid, I was never really a big football guy. My dad never really, like, fully explained it to me growing up, so I really had no recollection of football and, you know, what all the plays were. But as I got older and learned more about the sport and did more research, I'm just like, oh my God, like, this is awesome. Like, you know, I used to think, like, football was just, like, people hitting each other just to get the ball, but no, I really love it. And this year, too, I've also been doing fantasy football. This is my first year doing fantasy, and it's been killing me. It really has. Like, last night, Kansas City Chiefs and the Lions were playing, and they won. I'm surprised the Lions won. I mean, it's really surprising that they did win. I was actually shocked. Because, like, the Lions, they were so trash. Like, they were horrible the last couple of years. I mean, I want to say it had to be 2021. They lost 16 games. I think they lost all 16 games. Maybe not. They were like 0-10 or something. Because I remember watching the game. I'm like, wow, these guys are horrible. And now they beat the Kansas City Chiefs by 1 point. I'm just like, oh my God. I kind of wish I would have stayed up and watched the game. But yeah, I'm in like 3 fantasy leagues. And it's actually kind of like, it's driving me crazy now. Because I was just really watching my score go up. And I have 31 points. And the guy I'm beating has only 9 points. And then my other fantasy league, none of my players play until Sunday. So literally, football is going to be taking over my life for the next couple weeks. Probably like until the end of February. But yeah, like, this fantasy has been really, you know, on my mind lately. But, you know, I have Mahomes on the team, and on my one fantasy team, and pretty much, like, he got me 23 points. And Harrison Butker also got me 8 points. So I'm actually excited. But, yeah, I picked Mahomes strictly because he's a great quarterback. So, you know, hopefully he scores me more points in the long run. And my other team, who is on my other team? I don't even know. I have not checked. Let's see. Lamar Jackson. Ravens. So hopefully he gets me good points this week. I got till Tuesday, so yeah, you know, Tuesday next week. Stay tuned, because I'll let you know if I win any of my fantasy rounds. That's the thing. Like, I've always wanted to do fantasy, and I didn't do it last year. And Tori's mom's old boyfriend, Paul, he was a nice guy. He said, hey, you still want, he asked her if she wanted to do fantasy. She was like, yeah, TJ wants to do it too. And he was like, all right, cool. And then more to marry her. So I got into fantasy and I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I learned more about fantasy football in the last week and a half than in my whole entire life. My dad used to love playing fantasy. I mean, he still does. My dad was actually at a fantasy draft the other night, but yeah, no, I love fantasy. I even tried to get Steve on board, and I said that in the last episode, but he wasn't about it. But I got like a pretty good team, pretty good group of people. We got one of the guys from Tori's job. We got Tori's mom's old boyfriend, her two nephews, her brother. I got my friend Josh. I think we got somebody else too. Can't remember. We have like another person. I can't exactly remember. I swear we had more. Oh, and then on like Paul's team, like for his group of people, we have his aunt, his cousins, and his uncle. So it's pretty cool. You know, I'm actually really excited for fantasy. I'm really excited for football in general. I mean, we went to Domino's, so I was so excited for the game. We took a nap. I was so tired yesterday, and we took a nap, and Tori was like, so what are we going to do for dinner? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. We got Domino's because I was so, like, mesmerized and watching this damn game. I wanted to see who, like, the first football game, and they actually won the Super Bowl banner, too. Or they won. They got the Super Bowl banner put down in the game, which is cool. So here's my theory on that, though. The game was kind of boring yesterday. Watching the game was really boring. I was not, like, it was boring. Like, there were a lot of drop balls. I mean, it just, and the Chiefs, their defense was horrible. And yeah, everyone's saying, okay, it's the first game, which I get, you know, the first game, everyone's not going to do really good. But like the Lions, they went in there and they were just like tearing it up. Like, their offense was amazing and their defense was great. I mean, I just think, I don't know. My theory is, and this is with every sports team, if you're in the Super Bowl, or if you were in the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl or whatever, you should be annihilating people. You should be. Mahomes should be out there annihilating people. He shouldn't be out there just, you know, saying, oh, you know, I won the Super Bowl, I could slack off. Like, that's what it feels like to me. Same with the Phillies. The Phillies weren't doing good, but, you know, last year the Phillies, they were having a slow start to the season. So, but it is what it is. If they get to the playoffs and then the World Series, you know, I'll be surprised. So, like, I mean, I'm not trying to rag on Philly sports, but still, I mean, you gotta keep it up. So yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, football. I'm really excited this week. Do I have anybody on the Eagles? You know, I've been checking fantasy more and more, like, in a day. So I want to actually look. Let's see who's on my team for the Eagles. Anybody important? AJ Brown, okay, he is my wide receiver, so he'll be playing on Sunday at 4. And I don't see anybody else. Yeah, only AJ Brown. And then what about my other team? Do I have anybody on there? Let's see. No, not at all. I don't have anybody, not even on my bench. Wow. Anyways, whatever. It is what it is. So yeah, Football Sunday starts this weekend. I'm really excited. Can't wait. It's going to be a fun day. And also, this is Tori's birthday weekend too. So I can't wait to, you know, have fun with her. No, so actually her dad and like her mom's girlfriend, we're having a big party at a bar, and you know, I'm really happy that we get to do that. Tori decided, like, she didn't want to drink in the middle of like summertime. She's like, I'm done drinking, I'm not going to drink for a little bit. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then when she got the okay that we're going out to drink and stuff, she was just like, so since I'm off on Monday and Tuesday, should I just get trashed on my birthday? I'm like, you know what, do whatever you want. I am not going to stop you. Just because it's your party, it's your life. If you want to do what you want to do, go for it. because, hey, I like that. Well, I don't like that she gets trashed, but I'm saying, like, if you want to get drunk, go get drunk. I'll be driving. Maybe. But yeah, every Sunday we go for football. We've been going to her dad's, and we did that last year, and I hope we do it again this year. But it's weird. Every Philly or every Eagles game is at 425. I don't get that. I really, truly don't. You know, if there ever is an event where there's a Phillies game and then the Eagles game the day after, we should just stay over. I should probably mention that, like, because I don't want to go to, I don't want to, like, watch a game on a Saturday night at our dad's house and then, like, come home from Philly all the way to Westchester just to come back the next day to watch the Eagles. So that's just my thought. But hey, it is what it is. Anyways, yeah, so I do have a promo I'm going to be playing for you in a few seconds. I want to talk about my weekend because I kind of had a shitty weekend. And I said that in the last episode, but I didn't explain why. So we'll be talking about that in a few. I'm going to play the Halloween promo and yeah, we'll got to be doing that. We're going to be doing that. All right. So, yeah, let's take a quick break. I'll come back. We'll play the Halloween promo for you guys. And World War III is trending in the United States on X. Let's see. Why am I seeing all these things about World War III? You know what I mean? Like, why? What is going? Well, okay. I just don't get it. What is going on with World War III? I don't see what's going on with everything. Like, what the hell? It this whole country is just... I have to say something. I mean, I'm going to get a lot of hate. I really am going to get a lot of hate for this. But you know what? I don't care. When... People were so quick to blame Donald Trump from 2016 to 2020 that we were going to be in World War III. They were so quick to blame him, saying that he was going to be, you know, the guy that caused World War III, a nuclear war, this, that, and the third. And here's the deal. Joe Biden has to be one of the worst presidents in the history of the world. He sucks at his job. He doesn't know what he's saying. A school shooter shoots up people. He talks about ice cream. And we're going into World War III. We're on the brink. We are literally at a split that we might be going into World War III. We have North Korea threatening to arm Russia with weapons. And then this whole fucking thing is just annoying. Like how Trump was such a bad person. And he was going to start World War III. Yet Biden is on the brink of starting a World War III. Our children, me personally, probably, because they're probably going to bring the draft back because no one wants to, you know, work or do anything. They're going to put kids in war and they're all going to die. I mean, it's just a matter of time. I hate to say it, but I'd rather have Trump as president. I mean, yeah, Trump wasn't the best president, but he actually got shit done. I mean, we actually have world peace for once. And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, you're a Republican. No, I don't care about politics. But World War III is a political issue. A lot of people are going to say I'm racist and shit, but no, that's not really it. Trump should, I mean, we had world peace and we're going into World War III under Biden. But I feel like that's almost every Democratic president, though. Like, I've actually researched this a lot. Like, a lot of Democratic presidents have been putting us into wars since the 1900s. I mean, let's take a look at World War One. World War One happened in 1914. Yeah, World War One happened in 1914. I'm sorry, I keep stumbling. Yeah, 1914, and it ended in 1918. So it's going to be a 3-year war. it's just fucking nuts. I mean, World War One. That is a fear of mine, actually. Going in the war. Like, that is an actual fear of mine. Okay, anyways, who was the president? Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was the president, and let's see, what was he? A Democrat. Okay, there we go. President two, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Who was he? A Democrat. World War III, Joe Biden, Democrat. It's ridiculous. But also, we had other wars, too. I mean, war in Afghanistan, it was George Bush. He was Republican. So, I mean, Democrats aren't fully out there either. JFK. Actually, no, it wasn't JFK. Who was the president during Vietnam? I want to say that was a Republican, too. In any event, all presidents are just getting us into freaking war. It's just get out of here. Who cares? We don't need war. Let's go to war, guys. Yeah, I just think World War III, I mean, just this whole thing. Like, when Trump was president, shit became 10 times better, I think. So, I don't know. It's just my personal opinion. I know a lot of people are going to say I'm racist and I'm a horrible person, but you know what? I don't care. I believe that I'm right. I mean, we were not going into war with him as a president, but, you know, it is what it is. So, hey. Anyways, yeah, that's my two cents. I should probably shut up. Probably, but I'm not gonna. Don't back down. Inside joke I have. Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. Let me take a break. And, yeah, let me take a break. I'm going to play the Halloween promo, and we'll go from there, but we'll talk about the killer and stuff, and then my horrible Labor Day weekend. Okay. Ooh, that was gross. All right, let's take a break. I'll be back. I'm going to play you guys a promo. Starting this October, TJTV presents Halloween-themed movie reviews, where TJ reviews funny, scary, horrific Halloween-themed movies. Starting September, TJ is going to review his first ever Halloween-themed movie, only on the TJTV podcast, on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Stay tuned. It's about to get horrifying. Take it away, James.
It's like a ghost.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jim Donovan.
And I'm Janelle Burrell. I forgot my name, Jim. I had a week off, and now I can't even say my name. Janelle Burrell, everybody. Good to be with you.
Still can't really taste. Ryan Hoke got it after me. He tastes just fine. Well, he can taste just fine, the way I said. I don't know how he tastes, but.
Remember, the last thing I said, triple D's, triple digits. Whoa. They're going to get. No. Don't go there.
Me, Steve.
Don't go there. 98 degrees on Friday. We are getting so close to triple digits.
Tuesday, if you qualify in that group. Shots will start 2 days later. Just download the CVS app or call the number on your screen.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Hey yo, we are back. Man, this is such a great song. I love this song. This brings me back to boyhood, this song right here. Deep Blue, Arcade Fire, only on Spotify. Let the song play for a bit.
Thank you.
is such a great song. Like, I love this one. I love this song so much. This would probably be on my top 10 songs. Hey, it is what it is. Top 10 songs. That will probably be on my top 10 list. Okay, so in any event, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for what I said about the whole Trump and Biden thing, but that's just how I feel. That's my opinion. I'm allowed to have one. This is America. You're allowed to have an opinion about something. And I don't intend for this to be a political show. I don't. But when I see things like World War III happening and, you know, this, that, and the third, it just kind of angers me in a sense where, like, a lot of the Democratic Party would say Trump's going to be, you know, putting us into World War III. It's a horrible time. But to be honest, like, we weren't really in a bad pickle. And yes, I don't agree with a lot of things the Republicans say. Like, the Roe versus Wade, that situation, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with a lot of their policies. I really don't. But I also don't agree with a lot of Democratic policies. I guess you could say I'm in the middle of, you know, what I believe and stand for. So that's just where I'm coming from. That's my opinion. And if you guys don't like my opinion, I mean, it's not your fault. It really isn't. It's not my fault either. So that's just, it is what it is. So that's just where I'm coming from. You know, I'm not mad. I'm not annoyed. I'm not like saying, oh, Republicans rule the world. No, I'm not saying any of that. I just don't care. Really don't. Not my type of thing. So you guys like the Halloween promo? I just did that. Really good. Really great stuff, guys. All right, so I'm going to talk about my weekend. Keep burping too. Everyone's wrong. This guy's disgusting. Okay, so Labor Day weekend, a lot of people went to the shore and it was really nice. And you know what? I was actually thinking, like, I really wanted to go to the mountains and I didn't get a chance to go because last week, I'm not going to say this person's name, but he was on one of the podcasts recently. I mean, very recently. He was sick on Thursday and he came down with COVID. I'm like, oh shit, that's not good. I'm like, this guy is like, he's sick. Like, what's going on here? And literally, when he came down with COVID on, because I got the news on Friday, I literally thought, like, great, I can't do anything this fucking weekend. I'm going to be home. All, like, while everyone's out and about, not doing shit. And I was pissed. Don't get me wrong. I really was. I was fucking furious. You know, I was actually thinking, like, this guy was really pissing me off just from saying he has COVID. Like, oh, I got COVID, and now I'm, like, trapped at home all weekend. So my weekend was actually kind of shitty, to be honest. And, like, I'm still pissed because I didn't really get a good weekend. But now that, like, I'm off for 4 days in the next coming week, starting after today, I'm off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This is going to be my long weekend. So, yeah. I was really just furious with that guy. You know, here's something else I'm furious about. I have been... Well, here, let's see. I have been calm, cool, and collected about a few things in my life. I really have. And there is somebody, I'm not going to say their names, I'm not going to say who they are. They're associated with Tory, though, by the way. In a way. Tory doesn't associate with these two people in particular because of how toxic and how rude they are. So, literally, every time she would talk about this one particular person, she would say, oh my God, she's so toxic. She belittles me, says I'm a horrible person, this, that, and the third. But her daughter has fucked up more than I have. Literally, this woman, that Tory that I'm talking about, has a daughter. She's like Tory's mom's friend. and she is so toxic. I mean, she's toxic to the point where she tells, like, she said to Tori that she's going to be pregnant at the age of 16 and she's never going to graduate high school, this, that, and third. She would just literally, like, thrash Tori for no reason at all. And then when I came into picture, she was always like, oh, you got a boyfriend now? And, oh, I have to meet him. And when I met this lady and her boyfriend, who's now husband at the time, they belittled me and said I was a horrible person and this, that, and the third. And, like, I should start working with this. The guy was like, you got to start working with your hands because, you know, with you not going to college, you better start working with your hands because you're not going to get anywhere in life without a college degree, which is wrong, by the way. You don't need a college degree to get a job. Anyways, this lady told Tori that she'll never know what it's like to, you know, have kids and this, that, and the third. Like, this lady just thrashes the hell out of my wife. And I feel like, you know, she wants her to lash out at her. But here's the point. You and your husband are the most toxic fucks that I've ever met in my entire fucking life. You have no life. No wonder why you're divorced once. And the other, and your husband doesn't do shit. He's a carpenter. He talks shit on Facebook to the point where he's like, he gets fired from his job. And here's my theory about that. You are a dick. You talk about working as a carpenter, and then you say, I'm a real man because I work with my hands, but you go sit behind a computer. So I hate these toxic people who just thrash, you know, my wife and I for no reason. Because, okay, yeah, you work with your hands, but you sit at a computer afterwards. You make your wife make you dinner. You are a toxic fuck. You're fat as shit. And you're lonely. You're miserable. And I was just talking about this last night. We met each other recently. This was about a year ago. And this guy told me, we were talking. He was like, so, what do you do for a living? Like, he was about to beat the shit out of me because he wanted to know what type of job I did. And I said, oh, yeah, I work on the radio. He was like, oh my God, that's cool. No, it isn't cool. I don't want you to say, oh, it's cool, this, that, and the third. You're nothing. You're nothing. Yes, you're a carpenter. Oh, well, who gives a fuck? You're a horrible person. I don't like you. I don't like your wife. She's as toxic as you are. And your daughter. Her daughter's a fuck up. So before you go and say, oh, Tori's going to be a fuck up and your husband's going to be a fuck up. No, just stop. You're nothing to me. You are nowhere and you are nothing. Don't belittle us. She acts all nice and calm, cool, and collected. But she treats Tori like shit. All because Tori doesn't talk to her. Because she's toxic. This lady is toxic. Ugh. It's my two cents. Fuck her. She's a bitch. I hate her. I hope she... You know what? I hope she goes through something crazy in life. I really do. And I hope her husband... You know, I hate saying it. I hope he goes bald. I really do. I hate him with a passion. I do. I hate a lot of people. I just hate when people just belittle people and say shit because they feel like they need a butt in. You don't need a butt in to every little thing she does. You don't. About to have a heart attack over here. It's crazy. Some of the shit that I deal with. I've been belittled in my life before and I hate it. So I know how it feels. So if anybody ever belittles you, you can go tell them to go fuck off and tell them to go drop dead. Honestly. Because I hate that shit. Now, I'm not saying, you know, if your parents do it, be a little, don't tell them to drop dead, because that's wrong. But, you know, just go after them. Like, make it known that they don't, that they shouldn't belittle you. That's the problem with the world today. A lot of parents belittle people, and that's why their kids grow up so fucked up. I'm fucked up. But here's the thing, though. I'm not upset that I get belittled. But I'm more upset that other people just belittle other people because they feel like they can. So, that's it. That's it for me. I fight. Okay, so in any event, yeah, don't belittle anybody. I'm not a fan of that. And I never will be. Oh, well. Yeah, don't belittle anybody. So let's see. Trying to think if there's anything else to talk about. Didn't really get into a lot. Let's see. World War III is trending. The Nun's trending. Star Trek Day, Good Friday. Anything in the news? Stock markets, Ripple drop. Nothing's really going on. Oh, the murderer. Yeah, I don't know. He was spotted again in Longwood Gardens last night, which was kind of weird. So, I don't know where this murderer guy is. This guy is like out and about. I really want to know. Like, I really do. I want to know where this guy went. Like, where the hell did he go? I just don't get it. I don't know where to, like... Okay. I just want to know. Where did this guy go? This guy has been on the loose for 8 days. We have a video of him crawling out, like literally doing a spider crawl a crab crawl, as they call it. Crab walk crawl, whatever the hell it's called. They have a video of him climbing up the walls in the prison. And he got through the wiring, the barbed wire, whatever they have up there. And he got through it, and he's on the run. He's been on the run for 8 days. How does some guy go on the run for 8 days? And I get it, where we live in Westchester, it's all woodsy and whatnot. But I just don't understand how this guy goes missing. And you get spotted at Longwood Garden. Like, I thought Longwood Gardens had security. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I just don't understand how this guy goes missing. I really, truly don't. Like, how do you go missing? Let me know what you guys think down below. In the comments. Anyways, all right, so yeah, happy Friday, everybody. I will be back probably next week. Actually, I will be back next week with an interview. And yeah, like I said in the last episode, I'm going to be doing more video aspect for whatever I'm doing. So I may post a clip of me talking today. If I don't post it today, I'll post something else about the podcast. But yeah, that's going to be happening. Producer TJ995, also new series has started. TJTV6, the Dark Web series, and I'll be going live on there in a little bit on TikTok. All right, happy Friday. See you guys later. We got a lot of stuff to cover in the next couple weeks. So yeah, like I said though, don't get upset about me talking about like my political views. I mean, I will say I do lean more Republican, but at the same time, I don't agree with all the shit that they do. I don't. But yeah. There is some fan feedback. Should I get into it? I don't know if I want to get into fan feedback. Do I want to get into fan feedback? I don't know. Maybe. Nah, fuck it. I'll do it next week. Yeah, I'll be back on Wednesday next week, by the way. So stay tuned for that. And we'll go from there. All right, everybody. Love you all to death. See you guys later. And have a good weekend. Go Eagles and Green Bay. And also go Jets, because Rodgers is on the Jets now. All right. All right, love you all. See you guys later. And should I leave you with anything? Maybe with the Halloween promo again. I'll leave with the Halloween promo. All right. And also, thank you to YouTube for those news mishaps. That was funny. So, all right, I'm out. Bye. Starting this October, TJTV presents Halloween-themed movie reviews, where TJ reviews funny, scary, horrific Halloween-themed movies. Starting September, TJ is going to review his first ever Halloween-themed movie, only on the TJTV podcast, on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Stay tuned. It's about to get horrifying. Take it away, James.
It's like a ghost.